Doris Stengel grew up on the North Dakota prairie and then moved to the woods and lakes of Minnesota. She's been a high school teacher and has mentored students in poetry from elementary school through college. She belongs to Heartland Poets in Brainerd, the League of Minnesota Poets, the National Federation of State Poetry Societies, and has served as president of each of these organizations. Here's Doris Stengel.
How the war burst my bubble. The day Fleer's double bubble gum blew back into town, I knew the war had ended. Marble-sized chunks, twist-wrapped in waxy paper, miniature comic strip inside, and a fruity pink smell promised jaw pleasure hours. We had suffered war's deprivations with stout hearts. No sugar, we ate molasses cookies. No gas and tires, no place to go anyway. No shoes, who cared? I preferred barefoot. No silk stockings. The worms lived in Japan. They were not our friends. The black and white movies at Mr. Blaha's hall featured weekly newsreels, distant tanks and battleships, explosion clouds, empty-eyed soldiers slogging down anonymous roads. A solemn voice announced, "Troops, advance." War talk was traded at Daddy's store in hushed headshake words. Ration books hoarded hope. Victory gardens and scrap metal drives made soldiers of us all. But loss of bubblegum stretched my sacrificial spirit beyond the bursting point. I knew why Daddy hated Mr. Roosevelt.